Blog Talk Radio.
I see.
My name is Yamsufa Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People study show, a study where you can receive some wisdom and understanding, most importantly, what that is about, the very beginning, the very conception of life itself, civilization, from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and his heritage, and other nations also, but in particular, his heritage, which is seen as a woman to him, as jewels, and so on and so forth. To get a critical analysis and assessment, a bird's eye view, an accurate intelligence study without any cross-contaminant. I know that some of your studies have not been that way. You've been all over the place. That's why your minds are all over the place. You don't know anything about anything. Based upon that, you do anything about everything. So far as God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, it's concerned, his life is not messy, just like ours are. See, the Elohim believes in codification, specification, processes, and so on and so forth, unlike our lives. And perhaps we can learn a lot from the LOM by way of wisdom and understanding. And our lives won't be such a chaos, and we won't be such a monstrosity. And our lives will be in order, and we become the masterpieces that the Most High intended for us to be. But because truth be told, our lives are a monstrosity. We have no codification, no processes, no specification. We just do anything, everything, however we want to. That doesn't work with the LOM, and it shouldn't work for you. You should have processes, codification, specifications in your life. And you should stand for something as the LOM stands for something. Otherwise, we fall for anything, as we've been falling for anything. The evidence doesn't lie in our regard. Study the local news. Study your local papers. It's quite true. We have been socially engineered to do anything, everything, and however we want to do. And the evidence suggests this also is not working out for us. It's getting worse by the day, by the minute, by the hour, by the second. So we strongly implore you, if you want your lives in order, you want peace of mind, you want structure in your life, you want self-discipline and self-control, study with us. Wisdom and understanding will teach you. The books in themselves, as far as these prophets are concerned, beginning with Moses, he certainly was a prophet too. He wrote the five books. The first one is Bereshit. We're studying in that tonight. We study in the second chapter about codification also. Not simply for a warm, fuzzy feeling, to feel good about it. Dig out and find out things you can apply to your day-to-day existence. And perhaps you may be wondering, as I'm speaking, Yom Suf, if you're in radio land, Yom Suf, who are the we you're making reference to? Well, Sister Abby up in New York City, for sure. Katria from New York City, for sure. And yours truly, Yom Suf. And what do I know about Sister Abby and Brother Katria? All I need to know. No, they don't have a PhD. No, they don't have a Doctor of Divinity. No, they don't have a Bachelor's Associate degree. But what they have is much more than that. They have wisdom and understanding, which is the most important thing. The Most High didn't say get a BA, DD, PhD. He said search out wisdom and understanding. She is more precious than jewels. And certainly they have them. And so when I make reference to them, that's why I rely my trust on. Not only simply in that, but not in the tongues in their mouth, but the tongues in their shoes. Their actions are reflective of who they are. Their actions tell me that they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters as themselves. I know personally speaking in both regards. They don't simply talk about it. They be about it. Praise God and bless his holy name. Let me bring them on for you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Good evening, family. Shalom. All praises and glory to Yah. And may Yah continue to bless us all. And thank you for another day.
Praise God. Yeah. Shalom. Now, Brother Cartrell from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you as well. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for the breath of life, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, for even being here tonight. How y'all doing?
Doing okay, brother.
Y'all say, it's good to hear your voices. Good to be back in the study of the Most High's Word, because it's the most essential thing right now.
Praise y'all, Godriel. Praise y'all.
And I thought about you calling Moses the prophet, right?
Right.
Because that's what he is.
Yeah.
The fact that these people today are looking for time-traveling machines, right? They're looking for, like, a machine they can create where they can travel in the past and travel to the future. But actually, Moses the prophet, through the visions that he had, traveled through time.
Exactly.
And in this vision that we're reading, he traveled way into the past to the beginning of creation. And that's amazing.
Amazing. Truly amazing. Well, Cottrell, if you have no more further comments, and I want to thank you for that comment, but you have no more, and Sister Abby, we are ready to proceed in Bereshit, beginning in the mind of Yah, in chapter 2. Praise Yah, bless his holy name. Let his footstep be our pathways, and let us stop learning to lean to our own understanding. It is not cute. It does not work for us. It works completely against us and on us. Chapter 2. And Bereshit. Yah goes on to say what's in his mind. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. His completion. And on the seventh day, Yah ended his work which he had done. He rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then Yah blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all of his work which Yah had created and made. And that's why the Sabbath, that we actually knew when it was, because we have these Gregorian calendars and so many calendars. We really can't ascertain even when the seventh day is on, truth be told. If you are exercising the Shabbat, that is your progress. But Yah mentions us not celebrating the Shabbat in captivity. But if you want to do something, you feel like you have to do something, that is your prerogative. But back in the land, we would know when the Shabbat is on, actually when the seventh day is on, and we will be able to exercise that in the form the Most High would have us to rest on the Shabbat.
So
this is,
so,
go ahead, Katri.
Even in the Gregorian calendar, how many days are in a week?
How many days in a week?
Yeah.
7 days.
So the fact that there's 7 days in a week,
right,
means that there wasn't a big bang. Because why
no.
Is there 10 days or 20 days or 30 days in a week?
Right.
It's 7, just like Yah said, right?
Just like Yah said.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Katria?
What you look at.
Katria.
Yes, sir.
You picked the pieces on that, bro. That was swift. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thus is history. This is the history. Not a big bang. And that of the heavens and the earth. When they were created, this is the beginning of civilization, not with the Greeks, but with Yah. This is the beginning of civilization as we know it. And they that Yah Elohim made the earth and the heavens before any plant of the field, any plant in the field was on the earth, before any herb of the field had grown. For Yah Elohim had not caused it to rain yet on the earth, because there was no man to till the ground, so it was pointless. But nevertheless, but a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Rain hadn't begun yet. There was no need for rain because man was not in existence. But even that being said, a mist rose up from the earth and watered the earth. And Yah Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being.
So, yes. What color does dust turn into when you put water on it?
Look at your hand. Look at the backside of your hand. You know what's up.
What the brown looks like. We ain't talking concrete. We talking about dirt. That's the ground we're talking about.
Exactly. Look at the back of your hand. Put it on the ground. You'll see what it looks like. what is compatible with that ground. Go outside. If you go to the park, city park or whatnot, just go outside. Take a look at it. Put your hand by it. You'll get some idea of what man looked like in the very beginning.
And the ground comes in various colors and shapes. Sand, you got red dirt, brown dirt. Most of them use Adam out of the ground, but they try to make us feel bad about our skin tone.
Right. Well, if you do, your thinker is broken. And you certainly don't study history. And you certainly don't study history. Yah says, the life in Yah's garden. Yah Elohim planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put man. He didn't make man out of Eden. He put man into Eden. This garden here, he put into existence. He put man whom he had formed. And out of the ground, the Elohim made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We were innocent. We didn't know that we were naked. We didn't know anything about any sexual perversions and so on and so forth. We didn't know anything about any wickedness and our violence. We were like babies, even at a adult state of mind. And that's what we had to be like with the Elohim. Just like babies when it comes to the trust of the Elohim. Yes.
In this creation that Yah made, there is good and evil.
Exactly. Just the way it is. Exactly.
Like light and dark, up and down, is good and evil.
It's good and evil. It's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cartrell.
So,
go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
So the fact that there is good and evil means that you're not a robot. God didn't create robots. You have a choice. You can either choose to do evil.
Yeah, we're not mechanized individuals. We have a choice in the matter. It's not by force. It's by choice. Now, a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And these are historical places. From there, it parted, became four riverheads. The name of Pishon. And Pishon means that suffers pain that brings forth. The one which cursed the whole land of Hatla, which is basically Somalia. Habla is Somalia. And in Habla, Somalia, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good, Bedlam, which is basically a gum resin, and ox stones, which are black, rare, valuable stones are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one that goes around the whole land of Cush. Oh, wait just a minute. You mean man was made in the motherland? Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
And Cush is the first nation mentioned in the Old Testament.
Exactly. Exactly. The beginning of civilization, Katriel. Not the Greeks. From the Cush. It is the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hadassah. It is the one that goes toward the east of Assyria. And we all know the fourth river by name, the Euphrates. Then Yah Elohim took man where he was and put him in the Garden of Eden. To do what? To tend and keep it. And Yah Elohim commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat. But the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. Yah is specific, and we have to be specific to one another. Specifications. For in the day that you eat, you shall surely die in a spiritual sense of the word. Your innocence shall be taken away from you. You are no good and evil. Right now, you're in a state of mind, you don't even know you're naked.
So
you don't know what evil and wickedness is. But once you eat of that, you will open up to what is evil and good and become susceptible to it. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Not only will they become susceptible to it, it says they will surely die, which means that Adam and Eve was created to be immortal. It was not supposed to die.
No, we weren't supposed to die.
And the fact that Yah commanded them not to eat from that tree, and they violated that command, as we will see, it's the first command that Yah, well, not really the first, because he commanded them to be fruitful and multiply, but this is a specific command in dealing with the Most High given them. So now the choice between obeying Yah or not obeying Yah comes into effect.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Katriel. Thank you for that clarification. Appreciate it, brother. And Yah Elohim, thank you. And Yah Elohim said, it is not good. Yah loves us. But we can see that Adam was lonely. And Yah said, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. See, the woman is not your head. She is not your slave girl. She is a co-equal helper. She's supposed to be looking out for you. You're supposed to be looking out for her. It's a team effort. If you and her are not looking out for each other, it's no team effort. There's somebody over somebody in the sense that there's innately superior. Neither one of them are innately superior to one another. They have things that are comparable to one another. She knows some things that help him, and he knows some things that will help her. You have to work at this as a team effort, comparable. That word is powerful. Look it up. Out of the ground, Yah Elohim formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air. And what did he do? He brought them to Adam to see what he would call. Adam named all the animals. As a matter of fact, Adam named woman. He didn't call her non-binary alphabet names. Adam named her specifically. She wasn't named non-binary and all that nonsense. Adam gave her a good name.
So,
yeah, go ahead, Katrina.
Where did the animals come from?
Yah created them out of the ground. Yah formed every. Where we came from, out of the ground.
Same place, right?
Same place.
Same place we came from, the same place the animals came from.
Exactly.
I tried to tell you that there was one cell, and one cell evolved. Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
Oh, one
yeah,
cell evolved.
Right. Yeah, yada, yada.
Into the birds and the bees and all the various animal species that are on planet Earth. Yeah, I mean, every species of animal on planet Earth from the ground, just like them.
Right. Well, you listen to that nonsense, you will be totally confused about everything. You know what I mean?
That's why we call Earth Mother Earth, because she gave all of us birth.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Katya, for that clarification. And he says, Yah is the first use of anesthetics. They put people in a deep sleep doing operations. Yah caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam. He slept, and he took one of his ribs, and he clothed up the flesh in his place. Then the rib which Yah Elohim had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought it to Adam. And Adam said, this has attitude, all men attitudes should be toward their women. This is now bone of my bones and vice versa, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called not non-binary, not a feminist, and so on and so forth. She shall be called, et cetera, what they're saying, these people. She shall be called woman. If it's good enough for Adam, it should be good enough for you. You ain't got to rename people. Because she was taken out of man. And here's the beauty of it. Yes, go ahead, Katriel.
Who's Adam's father?
Yah Elohim. Yah Elohim.
Yah Eve's father.
Eve's father is Adam.
No.
still Yah.
Eve's father is Yah. Adam is not her father. Adam's her husband.
Okay, well.
Right.
You got a point. I would concede that point.
So who is Yah's firstborn son?
Adam.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So what Christian's talking about?
I don't know what they are.
So God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
I don't know that those fables, brother. I don't delve into those fables, so I would have the faintest idea what the hell they're talking about.
You know, they don't know what they're talking about.
Right, they don't, because obviously they don't study Yah's word. And if you don't study Yah's word and the timeless testament, not the Old Testament, timeless testament, where you're
everlasting.
Everlasting, forever, ever, ever, and ever, 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 testaments.
So,
yeah, you would go off to some new thing. So I don't subscribe to that. So I have the faintest notion of what they're talking about.
So you hit the nail on the head when you say anesthetics.
Right.
It's a doctors of the world to figure out that when you operate on somebody, you need to put them in a deep sleep.
Mm-hmm.
The first operation was on
right. I've been in one of those deep sleeps. I had to get a, you know, I don't want to sound forward or brash. I had to do a colonoscopy, you know, and I was sort of, that was years ago. I sort of had some anxiety about it. And my brother was with me at the time. He was in the room. He said he'd got one. I said, okay, so no more. And the lady said, count back to from 10 to 1. I don't think I made it to 3. And when I woke up, it was that Puffer Bowl stuff that Michael Jackson used to take. And when I woke up, I mean, I didn't know what had transpired. I was in the hallway getting to go back to my room. And the lady said, are you all okay? I said, like Michael Jackson, can I have some more? That Buffalo put young soup in a deep sleep. I didn't know who I was, where I was, and what they did to me. But I know this. I can see why Michael Jackson delved into it. You can get over in Dutch with narcotics. Certainly in the case of Puffer Bowl and any other drug that we get over invaded, wine, alcohol, you call it, I name it. I mean, it feels so good, but it hurts so bad, especially when you overindulge in these drugs and narcotics, anything.
Well, when I was young, I had an operation on my hip.
Right.
Because my hip slipped out of the socket. So they had
right.
to take a bone from my right side and put
right.
it on the left side.
Right.
But they told me I was about to go on the knife.
Right.
And the lady, the anesthesiologist,
mm-hmm.
the anesthesia, it smells sweet like perfume.
Mm-hmm.
They put that mask on my face. I smelled that anesthesia. I almost puked.
Mm.
But like you said, they say to count from 10 to 1. I don't think that makes it to 7.
You don't make it.
The thing is, when they gave me the anesthesia, it was almost spiritual because I could see myself laying on the operating table and I was trying to get back. And
right.
I woke up 12 hours later and it felt like 10 minutes.
Are you kidding?
No.
How much later, Katria, did you wait?
12 hours.
12 hours?
Like 12 hours.
Oh. I don't know how long that puffer ball put me under. But I know one thing. When I woke up, I was in the hallway getting transported back to my recovery room. And my brother, and I'm trying to be a tough guy for my brother. I said, get out of here, man. Hey, I don't want you to see my personal stuff. He said, I've seen you when we were little boy. I said, this ain't no little boy. So this is grown man stuff. Get out of here. But hold on. So when the lady said I can get up to put my clothing back on, I got up, I almost fell. My brother said, see what I'm telling you? You need some help sometime, man. See what I'm saying? I was like that old white woman. Help, I've fallen almost. And I can't get up. Sometimes we need to learn to take some help, too, sometimes, Cartier, instead of beating your chest all the time. I'm a man, and I'm a woman. We need each other, as y'all indicated in these studies here. We need each other to be on the same team. Me for you, you for me. If it ain't no you for me for you, ain't no us. But this,
and that's
this,
the message that the Most High trying to convey to us as far as a man and a woman. He said, man should not, it's not good that man should dwell alone.
Mm-hmm.
So what did he do? He gave him a woman so he could be fruitful and multiply. He didn't make another Adam.
Right. And it should be a team effort. They need to understand the concept, the codification, and the specifications. And as a matter of fact, Adam is going to point this out quite clearly. He says, she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, here's the requirement, men and women, husband and wife, because a man shall leave his father and mother. And those are the two most important people in your lives, your fathers and mothers. And if your father and mother is at the top of the list, everybody else is under that list. That's all the way it works. Shall leave
and
his
your father.
Yeah.
And your mother.
And your mother.
Is the masculine and the feminine principle.
Exactly. And be what? Right. A team to be joined to his wife. And the aspect of that relationship, the innateness of that relationship, they shall become one flesh. They should think as one, act as one, and do as one. And if you're not thinking, acting, and doing as one, and looking out for both of your best interest, it's a bunch of bull.
So it's you ain't talking about my girlfriend, right?
Your girlfriend?
Yeah.
This ain't nothing about no girlfriend, my brother. You got to do like Al Green said. As far as that relationship is concerned, put it on paper. No, this ain't reserved for girlfriends, side pieces, or none of that. This is only reserved for that special relationship, a husband and wife. And that's the only
relationship.
Right.
Needs to be like done away with right now, because they should people that's married to their wife.
Not the LOM is not done away with. It may very well be for this society, this Western Hemisphere, the door of Babylon, it may be put away with, but Yah has never put this concept away with. That's why these relationships are a hot mess. Everybody looking out for their own interests instead of interests of both parties. There ain't no two-ness here. You on your thing, I'm on my thing. We on the same thing, the same gravy train. And we ain't on the same gravy train. Ain't nothing happening. It's a monstrosity. That's why these relationships have become a monstrosity. She's with her career. He's with his career. And the household and things going to hell in a handbasket. Ain't nothing wrong with her having a career. Ain't nothing wrong with him having a career. But the one concept that they should never trade off is the uniqueness of that relationship. We are on the same side. And when we ain't on the same side, it's a monstrosity.
And you notice how the Most High is focused on this first institution.
This first institution. I like that.
Marriage.
First institution. Marriage.
First thing he speaks of, marriage. He ain't
right.
Talking about the priesthood or monarchs. He's talking about a man and a wife. That's where it all starts.
Exactly. They should be one on the same team. They might not be doing the same thing, but their mindset and their innateness as far as this relationship, you for me and me for you.
And what does that do? It sets the example for the children that they produce. Yeah, your mother and father are married, and they produce you. Now, what you're supposed to do? Go find you a wife. Or go find you a husband and do what we did.
Yeah, because you can't. The children, grandmama, mama ain't running this. Who runs this relationship as far as Proverbs says, between a man and a maiden, it's the uniqueness. Between a husband and a wife, and you can't understand it because I ain't for you to understand their relationship. Stop trying to understand other folk relationship when it ain't your business. Get your own relationship. Understand your own relationship. That's what you require. Not to, it's not for me to understand Cartrell and his wife's relationship. It's not for Cartrell to understand me and my wife's relationship. It's for us to understand it. And therein lies the problem. We're assaulted by pressure to conform with society, to be pleased. I'm not a people pleaser. Never have been, never will be. And so if you ain't spending a dime in this relationship, you ain't got no say-so in this relationship. If you ain't suffering the burden and the consequences, you ain't got no say-so in this relationship. I don't care who you are, mama, brother, sister, daughter, son, or none whatsoever. You ain't got nothing to say. And we get everybody in our business. That's why we ain't got no business. We try to please other people instead of the people in the relationship. That's why we ain't got no relationship in our business. Everybody, we just got arrangements. Arranged to make everybody else happy while both our ass sad. Trying to please everybody else. Adam made it quite clear. Crystal clear. You can't confuse it. You're joined in flesh to one another. You are to look out for one another, not everybody else.
And in the relationship.
Go ahead, Cartrell.
In the relationship. Husband and wife, she wants us to have, it's only pushing us to be God-fearing people.
Exactly.
A wife is supposed to help her husband fulfill his obligation to the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
And he, in return, is supposed to help her fulfill her obligations to the Most High, being
Bingo.
On the same page.
Bingo.
So iron sharpens iron, a husband sharpens his wife, a wife sharpens her husband.
Well, under this Western Hemisphere and this daughter of Babylon, it's every man for himself. I got mine. Get the hell out of my way. That's why we are monstrosity. We're falling. We are Eastern people following a Western concept. 50% of the marriages in these United States of America don't survive. They have no structure, have no discipline, have no self-control, have no processes. They just do whatever they want to do when they want to do it and think that's supposed to suffice. It does not. It does not work for you. It will work on you in your relationship.
Which makes a lot of our sisters say, what do they say? I don't need a man.
That's a lie she tells herself.
I don't need a man.
That's a lie she tells herself. Just like a brother said the same thing. I don't need no woman. That's the lie he tells himself. But y'all said, I see man is lonely.
Yep.
So
and
I guess
male is lonely. It's
yeah.
not good. When man is lonely, he says it's not good that man should be alone. That's what he said, right?
Exactly.
You trying to justify your loneliness? That's not good. No,
well,
be alone.
You know, where they go out and hit and run just for fun, that's supposed to suffice.
They got girlfriends and boyfriends.
You get something you can't wash off, okay?
Believe they got it. Friends with benefits.
Yeah, you get something you can't wash off with them, too. All right. And finally, thank you, Cartrell. Therefore, a man leaves his father and mother and be joined to his wife. They shall become one flesh, basically on one team. And they were both naked. And the man and the wife were not ashamed. They were innocent. They were in an innocent, childlike state of mind. They didn't know good and evil. They were walking around all buck-ass naked. They didn't know. Hey, Eve, put some clothes on. Adam, baby, put some clothes on. They had a childlike state of mind.
Wasn't nobody looking at them. You know, he wasn't applying it.
Right. They were looking at each other. And even that being, yeah, some men don't want to walk around his wife buck naked, or wife around her husband buck naked, you know. And especially when you get older. But if you had that childlike state of mind that Adam was privy to and Eve was privy to, our mother, you would be in it. You wouldn't care if you were old, sagging, dragging, or whatnot, because you have that childlike state of mind, just like Adam and Eve had. But when wickedness and evil was introduced into the world, men's eyes opened up, and not for the better. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Trust me. Adam and Eve, it was a dragon, a dragon. And it could be 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, they were firm. They were supple. They were firm and supple. That being said, Katriel, praise Yah and bless His holy name. I'm going to hand the mics off to you and Sister Abby, and for a commentary, or so on and so forth.
Nothing left to say for me. I'm not behind all that.
Praise Yah.
Yes, it was a smorgasbord of information, knowledge, and wisdom. Back to the beginning. How
Back
God
to the
did beginning. What he did.
Bad
how he Now you know where the animals came from. Now you know where we came from. There was no Big Bang. We didn't evolve from apes. The animals didn't come from one cell. Yah created them just like he created us, out of the ground. And he gave us dominion over them. But we lost that dominion because we disobeyed Yah. We ate from the tree to the knowledge of good and evil. Disobeying Yah will get you in trouble. So a lesson taken from here. We haven't reached that point yet. But Yah has given us commands that we should follow. And the command he gave them was in Torah. He just gave them a command. Don't do this, then you'll be all right. So he's telling us the same thing he did. And we better follow the commands because there's results when you don't. There is good and evil out there, which Yah created. And he's telling you to choose good, choose life that you can live. So he gives us the opportunity to live again. Immortality, to be immortal. The only way you're going to be immortal is to follow Yah's instruction. All
praise
to everyone in the family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, before Sister Abby, I get started on the next segment of study, I simply want to give some praise and thanksgiving to the, this is new, instead of the end, I give it in the middle of the studies. I want to thank and praise the Most High for my health, for the prospect of having my soul restored for His namesake, the prospect of going back home. I'd like to thank the Most High for all I am, who I am, and who He would have me to become. I'd like to thank the Most High for my family, my friends, such as Katria and Sister Aviyah, and a few more. I'd like to thank the Most High for this show that we can sharpen each other, iron sharpen iron, so we can grow and develop and get codification, specification, and so on and so forth. Because that's what it's all about, people, codification and specification, not leaning to one own understanding. I'd like to thank the Most High for the opportunity to go back around in these studies. This, I think, Katria, this is about the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th turnaround, going back from the very beginning of the timeless testaments of the Most High. Always need that opportunity and to delve and to gather and glean more in order to make the right application in one's life. I like to thank the Most High. I like to thank the Most High for the students that sit along with us in Radio Land, a number going on 5,000. I'd like to thank Cartrell and Aviyah for giving up their time every Monday through Friday to show people love, to show codification and specification, to share in these studies. I'd like to thank the students in Radio Land for sharing in these studies and appreciation of these studies, that we bring these studies to you. Because believe you me, the evidence suggests that we need them, all of us. And it doesn't stop for Cartrell, Sister Aviyah and Yam Supa until the casket drops. Because you will never graduate, but you can glean more through wisdom and understanding. Praise and bless the Most High name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So since you opened up the door, I just want to give thanks and praise to Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for blessing us in the midst of this captivity, where our enemies sought to destroy us, kill us, put us, you know, in the grave. But the Most High has kept us alive to know Him, to know His wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, to know His plans, to even be in this time that He's gathering His people worldwide and awakening us in this time of prophecy. I thank Yah for life, hope, and strength, for the connections that He has me made, because I was about to give it up at 14, but He stopped me. And I'm so glad that He did.
Praise God.
So
I am too, God. I have, the Most High didn't just do you a favor. He did me a favor. He did Sister Abby a favor. and he did these students that studied with us a favor. Because by virtue of him being your strength, we have an opportunity to study with you. And I want to thank the Most High for that.
Praise God. Because he humbled me at 14. And him humbling me at 14 has allowed me to see through a lot of things that people don't see through. And
exactly.
He's giving me crystal clear vision to be able to study him, to study wisdom, and to really know them like we should. But my study don't stop because I want more from Most High. I want more from wisdom. There's never enough. And like you said, we've been through these studies 6-7 times. Every time we go through them, it's always fresh, refreshing. No matter where we are, no matter where we start from, it's always fresh and refreshing.
Timeless.
So timeless. You're talking about the jewels that Yah has given us to empower ourselves. And we don't need nothing else. We need Yah's word. We need wisdom. That's all we need. And when we acquire that, we'll be a better people. And maybe we'll be written in the book of life. So I thank Yah for directing my path, directing my steps, guiding me, showing me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, showing me his plans, showing me my people that I should love, that I continue to love. And I just pray he gives us the power to be a part of that prophecy where he takes us back. All praise to the Holy One. Hallelujah.
All praise. Hallelujah.
All praises to Yah. Don't close that door on the praises just yet. Never do that. I still must have to thank myself. I would like to thank Yah for the blessings of the breath he gave us once again to join together and go through the study. And most of all, I would like to thank Yah for his love. The greatest kind of that anyone can receive is your love, Yah. And I praise you and thank you for it. Without it, I know we are nothing. Just like scripture said, made from dirt, we would still be dirt. Yeah, Father, Yah, thank you for bringing us this far and letting us continue. And hope that we all glorify, gather together and glorify your name. Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Well, we have a caller on. Perhaps they have some prayer. I think it may be Iman Dora or perhaps Sister Yehudi. I don't know. But what
I think
it's
my brother Cottrell.
Cottrell?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
I'm going to bring you on. Maybe you want to give some praise or some commentary or whatever. And after that, we're going to proceed on in our studies. Area code 314, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. Area code 314. Last digit 7701. Take yourself off mute. Hit number one if you want to speak. If not, going once, going twice, gone. Now, Sister Avia, you can proceed in your studies in the book of Proverbs, chapter 25.
Indeed. And tonight, it's 28 verses, so I believe we're going to share that as well. I'll do the first 14.
Yes, ma'am. I'll help you out. No problem.
All right. Chapter 25. These are also the Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copies out. It is the glory of God, Yah, to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a man. The heaven for height and the earth for depth, and the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness.
It tells me something, Sister Abia. King Darwood knew this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he taught his son this. King Darwood said, I don't want no wicked lying folks in front of me. You got wicked lying folks on your council, you got problems. King Dow said, I'm going to search all you lying folks, all you, I'm going to search you out, and I'm going to eradicate all of you. King Darwin knew this. He told his son, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Put not forth thyself in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For better it is that it be said unto thee, come up hither, than thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of the prince whom thine eyes have seen. Go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof, where my neighbor hath put thee to shame. Debate my cause with thy neighbor himself, and discover not a secret to another, lest he that hears it put thee to shame, and thy family turn not away. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in the pitcher of silver, and the earrings of gold and ornament of the fine gold, so is the wise reprover upon an obedient ear. As the cold of snow in the time of the harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them and that send him, for he refreshes soul of his matter. Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and the wind without rain. There you go, brother.
Okay. By long forbearance, a ruler is persuaded. A gentle tongue breaks a bone. See, all that harsh stuff. See, we've been taught in this Western Hemisphere to talk harshly, rudely. But we are taught by the LM, a gentle tongue breaks the bone, a soft touch. Yeah, you see us on TV. You see us among our family members talking all harshly and inconsiderate to one another. The Most High said, a gentle tongue breaks the bone.
And patience.
What's that called? Yeah.
Patience.
Patience.
Anybody got something to say, but they don't have patience.
Patience.
Say? By patience, a ruler is persuaded. Ruler gonna watch everybody in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got something to say?
Mm-hmm.
But he's watching the people that are patient.
Mm-hmm. And a gentle tongue breaks a bone. Not all that harsh language we talk to one another. Have you found
honey? You gotta go back. Right? Got to go back to verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
It says, don't be hasty in bringing charges to court for charges against your brother. Don't be hasty in doing that. What will you do in the end when your brother shames you? Oh, you quick to bring charges against somebody. What happens when he turns the tables on you?
Exactly.
It says, debate your case with your neighbor. You got to iron things out, brother to brother, face to face, mano a mano. Before it's brought to some kind of council, some kind of court. And don't betray the confidence of another, okay? Lest one who hears it put you to shame, and your bad reputation never departs.
That's all I be saying. That's all Yum Su be saying. That's why we need these studies. They're essential.
Cold.
Have you found? Yes, it is. Have you found honey? Eat only as much as you need. Don't eat just because you got it there in front of you. Eat only as much as you need. At least you'll be filled with it and bummer. You can overindulge. Seldom set your foot in your neighbor's house. At least you become weary of you and hate you. Y'all need to stay out of other folks' house. Y'all running the folks out every day, every minute, other hour, every second. Stay out of folks' house, man. Stay in your own house. Let them folks have their peace of mind, their privacy. Some of y'all run the show house all the time. Where the hell are them folks? Stay your behind at home. Stay in your own house. Man, go home. Yeah.
They smiling in his face.
All the time. Thank you.
Those backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
They come to my house again and again and again.
Nah, 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 nah. What they do? Man, you brought back some good old days. You know what I mean?
Yep. Right in your house.
That was good, Katria. You brought it up. Set him, okay, a man who bears false witness against his brother is like a club, a sword, and a sharp stone. When you lying on your brother, y'all sees you as a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow. Stop lying on your brothers and sisters. You don't get no points with that with the LOM. You ain't helping nobody. And it ain't you. And it ain't working for you. It's working on you. Stop lying on your brothers and sisters.
And don't say nothing until you know all the facts.
For sure. Right? For sure.
You making your opinion, you know the facts. And
it's just your opinion. It's just your opinion. Confidence in an unfaithful man in times of trouble. Never put your confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble. You know what it's like? You ever had a bad tooth? It's irritating and aggravating. Or a foot out of joint, you can't get nowhere. You get one of your foot out of joint, you can't make a move. That's how that having confidence in an unfaithful man in the time of the, it is not reliable. A bad tooth is not reliable, and a foot out of joint, you can't make a move. It's unreliable. Stop relying on having confidence in unfaithful men and women in the time of trouble. Because they is what they is, and they do what they do. And it ain't going to change. They are unreliable. Like one takes away.
That foot, you can't get nowhere.
That's what I'm saying. It's unreliable. You can't stand on that foot. It's unreliable.
You got a sore tooth? You got a sore tooth?
Oh, man. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
And don't stop me from eating.
You get you some soup at the boat. Like one who takes away a garment in cold weather. And like this on soda is one who sings song in a heavy heart.
So we've seen that recently, right?
Yeah.
Over in Texas. Some immigrant workers.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent them to Washington, D.C. to Vice President's house.
Exactly.
And he knew that they weren't prepared for the cold weather.
And he didn't care. He didn't care. And Cartrell, Sister Aviat, fellow students, get your minds right. Read what the LOM says about our enemies. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat.
What?
If he is hungry, give him bread to eat.
What?
If we're given bread to eat.
Okay.
If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. And you know what you're doing? By virtue of you doing this, for so you will heat coals of fire on his head. And Yah will reward you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So the judgment is not on you, even with your enemy.
No.
If they're in trouble, you got to help them out.
You got to help them out. You got to be a better man or woman than they are.
And God's the final judge, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Because you see an enemy in trouble, you want to reap those coals of fire on his head immediately.
You already know.
It's not the emotion y'all want you to show, is it?
No, he don't want you to do all that. Y'all doing too much. That's our problem, Cartwright. We're doing everything. And that's why we're in all these messes, because of the fact we're doing what we want to do. And the Most High gave us...
How many coals y'all got for us? Have you counted them? How many coals y'all got for us?
Man, numerous.
Wisdom has for us?
Numerous.
And do we know them all?
No, that's why we should continue to study.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's why we should continue to study day mm-hmm. after day. And I want people to get this word clear in your mind. okay. Y'all don't know what this word means, but I'm going to break it down from the definition from Oxford Languages. I'm going to read it first. The north wind brings forth rain. And here's what a backbiting, which is a malicious talk about someone who is not present. Members have grown tired of backbiting. See, we're used to that, but that's not right. And what does this backbiting tongue bring? An angry countenance. You're going to make the person mad.
We just read about angry people, right? And people that are mean, men that are angry. What do y'all say about men that are angry? What do you say about
them? Angry, violent men, stay away from them.
Here you go.
But you're going to make them mad. Talking about them when they're not present. Malicious gossip. And someone, you don't supposed to be doing all that. And if you're doing it, you need to cease and desist from that. Malicious gossip, unsubstantiated facts. He said, she said, they said. Stop it. Because it's going to make the person mad when they find out about it. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than a woman than a house can share with a contentious woman. You want to know that word too? Let me bring it up for you. What's a contentious woman in our man for that matter? Yom Suf, don't mind looking things up for you. That's what study is all about. I'm going to look it up right quick for you.
How many times has King Solomon brought this subject up?
Man, he brought
had
up.
A lot of contentious women with him.
Well, he had 700 wives, 300 concubines. I think he all know.
Desert land. He ain't arguing, busting and fighting. He like, yo, just take you to the desert. I'd rather be there.
Here's what a contention man or woman is. If you're one of them, you need to cease and desist from that because it ain't cute and it ain't working for you. Is working on you and your husband and a wife. A contentious woman mentioned in verse 9 and 19 is a wife who insists on being a difficult person for her husband to live with. She starts arguing with her husband as it looks impossible for him to win. She deflects, she manipulates. The argument she has or he has is not designed to follow to find solution. They are designed to deflect, manipulate. And if you're doing that, you are a contentious woman and a man. You're not looking for a solution. You're looking simply to argue for the sake of argument. And if you're doing that, a man going to get away from you. Y'all say get away from him. Get away from him. Go on the rooftop of the house if you got him. Because you ain't not going to find no solutions in her tongue or his tongue. Get away from him. Yes, brother.
That's the exact opposite of what we just read in Genesis 2, right?
Exactly.
Because a man's supposed to leave his mother and father and find a wife who's not contentious.
Yeah.
But they're on the same page. And that's where you have harmony, the first institution,
right.
A man and a wife. So
they're looking out for
you. Gotta have
They're looking out for each other's best interests.
Exactly. So how can your wife be contentious unless she's doing something wrong? And if you ain't doing nothing wrong and she's contentious, then something's wrong with her.
In the case of a man, something wrong with him too.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't doing that wrong.
His wife could be contentious if the man is doing wrong.
Right.
But if he ain't doing wrong and she's contentious, then something's wrong with her.
Exactly. Praise y'all, Katria. As cold water to a weary soul, so is good news from far country. It refreshes you. A righteous man who falters before the wicked. You don't supposed to falter before the wicked. Is a murky spring or a polluted well. Something ain't right about it or her. If a righteous man falters before the wicked, if you fall down before the wicked, it's like a murky spring and a polluted well. You ain't right. It is not good to eat much honey. So to seek one's own glory is not good. If you're ringing your own bell, ring my bell. Yeah, ring my bell. If you're doing that, if everywhere you go, it's got to be all about me. I'm something special. Y'all see me. If you're seeking to simply show up, show out, and showboat, something ain't right with you. Don't be ringing your own bell. Let other people say good about you. Don't seek your own glory. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit, if you have no self-control and self-discipline, it's like a city broken down without walls. You have to have self-control and self-discipline. If you don't, you're like a city broken down without walls. And that's just that on that. You have to exercise self-control and self-discipline and follow codification and processes. Because of the fact, Contrail went out there without codification, self-discipline, not having rule over his spirit, and he tried to hook up some electricity without even reading the book. Look, guess what's going to happen to Contrail? He's going to fry like a bacon on an egg, a bacon and egg on the stove. Because he just does things by emotion. If Contrail went out there, didn't study anything, didn't have self-control, self-discipline, study, know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, Contrail's going to fry. I shouldn't use Contrail. Yum Su, it's unfair to use him. Yum Su, go out there and start messing with electricity. No codification, no rule over my, just self-confidence without any reality and not any study, self-discipline, self-control with study. Yum Su gonna fry, baby. That's y'all need to stop going out in the world simply with overconfidence. No self-control and self-discipline. Because it's not cute. It's not going to work for you. It's going to work on you. Praise God and bless his holy name. God, your elders, sister, have you any commentary?
No.
Well, that's quite an analysis. Mm-hmm. Me trying to do electricity and all that. But if I tried that without qualifications, without going to school for 4 years to learn to be an electrician,
right?
Yeah, I might fall, but they'll burn
right.
My body.
Right.
The coals that y'all talking about right here?
Right.
Oh, they're not going to find your body because your body going to be turned to ashes, powder, and dust. Like Sodom and Gomorrah.
I'm trying to be a little nice. I figured they'd figure you out, Contrail. You just took them in the water. You just took them right and dumped them in the water. But you ain't lying, though. You ain't lying.
I'm telling you the truth. You have to know the truth.
Right.
That's a good, you know, I mean, analysis, but
right.
Not quite up to speed.
Right.
So the Most High judges that turn people into powder and dust because they didn't follow
exactly.
The code.
Exactly. It ain't pretty.
We have the opportunity to learn the codes, to follow the codes, so that we won't be turned into powder and dust like he did in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Exactly.
There's angels out there that's mocking us. Some angels don't die. We die because we violate Yah's law. Those angels don't violate Yah's command. So they still around.
Look, we better learn what to do, what to do, and how to do it. Stop doing what we want, when we want, and how we want. We're going to learn to be under self-control and self-discipline. It ain't cute. You're not going to get any points for it. And it ain't going to work for you. It's going to work entirely against you. And it's true.
And there's a lot of people out there. Mm-hmm. 27. It is not good to eat much honey. That's the good life. Nor is it honorable to seek one's own honor. A lot of people out there trying to seek their own honor. They can't take themselves out the way to get praise, honor, and glory to the Most High.
They can't take themselves out the their own way. You ain't lying. Here I am. And you had a call. Lord, folks, come here. You know, they do that on TV all the time, these young brothers with the rappers. Yeah, I am. Come to me. But when you come, they ain't got nothing to talk about. Nothing worth it, but it's you want to hear them talking about. All eyes on me for what? You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't saying nothing. Some of that rap music they rapping on, that ain't no music. That's a hot mess. That's noise. I want you. I want your best friend, too. I even take your poodle and put him on a P22. Come on, man. What are you rapping about? All eyes on me. Man, please. Stop it.
Yes, Yasu. All of us are looking for honor. All of us are looking for praise. We're looking for accolades. Looking for accolades and people to pump us up.
Right.
Most often, it's about to judge the earth with the purifying fire. We better be like Noah. Noah wasn't trying to get no credit, accolades for himself.
No.
Noah was trying to save himself and his family.
Hey, bro. I can't see Noah. I can't see Moshe. Moshe coming out of my side now with the most important information for the universe, not only for us. Oh, I don't mean. I got something to say. Moses come off that mount humble until he saw Aaron and Nadab go to camp. He got worked up. Noah didn't sit at the brow of that ship. All eyes on me. Look what I'm doing. Noah humbly kept working with his sons, doing his own thing with the Most High told him to do. See, we need to be a lot more like Moshe and Noah instead of ourselves, because we get in our way, like Cotriel said. We get in our own way.
And therein lies the problem. The greatest challenge for us as a people, as a nation, one command. He gave Adam and Eve one command. Don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And there's a major command, one of many, that he gave our nation in this captivity.
Exactly.
And we have a hard time. He said, humble yourself.
Exactly.
And for Israelites to humble themselves, that's the hardest thing that we have to do. Are we humble?
To get out of your own way. To get out of
take
your own
way. It ain't about you. It ain't about me. All praises. That's why we say all praises or honor and glory. That means all to who? You got to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It don't belong to us. It don't belong to our children. It don't belong to our ancestors. No. Who does it belong to? All honor,
yeah,
praise,
yeah,
and glory belongs to who?
So if you're going to praise anything or anyone, the only thing you should be praising is the Elohim. If someone say, hey, Yom Su, you and Cartrell and Sister Abby, y'all can a good study show. All praise the whole. Wait, this. Don't do that. Don't praise me. I'm just doing what I should be doing. Like you should be doing what I don't need no parade for it. I don't need no title for it. I don't need nothing for this. Don't praise me, praise the Most High. Stop him right there.
Words are powerful. And I give all praise, honor, and glory to the Most High Yah. Don't pump me up. I'm just sharing with the Most High game. Me, my brothers and my sisters. Because I'm supposed to love my brothers and sisters as I love myself.
Right.
What Yah has done for me, I want him to do for all of you.
And that's why we do this. That's the reason why we do this. We're not looking to be your special. We can't save you. We ain't nothing special. We're not looking for special accolades. We don't want anything from you. Matter of fact, we want to give you all you need to be successful under the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. We want you to be the best individual you can be, that the Most High would have you be. That's all we want. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
All right. Cotriel, Sister Abby, Yah. We've come to the conclusion of our studies, but not entirely. Most have have you any comments and our commentaries? And your remarks?
I'm just going to say, we here on this study show are all humble servants of Yah. Yah. And you can be too, as long as you seek Yah, obey Yah, and praise Yah. So shalom, good night, Ben.
Thank you, sister. Hello. God for you.
I like to say is this. To the Most High, may the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable before you, O Yahweh, our rock and our redeemer. Who will make us peace in high places, may he make peace for us and for all Yisrael. Yah bless and keep us. Shalom, family. Love you. Good night.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah. We
Praise
love you.
Yah.
Good night.
Take me in like I've never been. Lead me now to your heart's chagrin. Take I've been there once and I'll go again, just as long as you're the one to take me in. Like a free bird circling in the wind, I'll fly to your cage so you can take me in. Oh, won't you take me in? I've seen our mothers cry within, from our fathers who refuse to call us free.